On the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, I liked, all the readings. Again, those wonderful days where things are just connected for us to listen and to even use our imagination. And I think today, some of the thoughts in my mind was, one, how God in the prophet Isaiah saying that my thoughts are bigger than your thoughts. You know, when I kind of think of the baptism of the Lord, I really think about two different places in my mind. One is in the Jordan River in Israel, and how today it looks like a dirty little ditch. Back then it was really flourish with water and all the pillars where John the Baptist was baptizing people and telling them to repent. You know, Jesus did come, and we didn't hear it in the reading today in Mark, but John the Baptist was saying, why would I baptize you? You need to baptize me. And in Matthew, John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. Again, in my mind, I remember coming into Duluth just looking at the Lake of Superior. Because Jesus was baptized in water. And how often do we just look at water? You know, as humans and in, kind of the four elements of water and fire and sand and air. Like, our Lord came as a human and as a God to be baptized like us. And I just imagine, and our thoughts are small compared to God. I just imagine, in my own mind, what does it mean for all water, all river, all lakes, that our salvation and our God came into water with a body? I think another is to think about the sacrament of baptisms. The same thing, using not just physical water, which we need to be alive, but the water that brings us the first sacrament to come into God's family. The fact that in a spiritual place, that's what we need. That's what every one of us needs. Every child, every adult, those that do not have been baptized. We need to fish for them. We need to encourage and welcome and to know that, hey, we got to help people deeper into the water, if you will, of our imagination, that, hey, this is true stuff. Like, Jesus was baptized so that we can be baptized. So we praise God for the baptism. Maybe last thought, just remember when you were baptized, how important that is in your life, the first sacrament in your life. And to use your imagination too with your prayer in the spiritual world. What is the Spirit showing you this morning on the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Jordan River, of those images of water, baptism, the sacrament, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? You know how powerful it is for the fact that Jesus was baptized, built his church, and now each of us can enter the family of God through this sacrament.